Arizona. A courageous people remain defiant and prepared to protect their way of life. When their most honored champion falls to a powerful enemy, a nation mourns. But one will rise to defend his legacy and fight to become his nation's greatest hero. The star of Fearless and the Forbidden Kingdom, and the movie critics are calling a brilliant kung fu masterpiece.
Welcome to the Three Amigos Movie Reveal Podcast with David, Chris, and Peter.
Hey guys! Welcome back. We're here for another episode. I'm here with my two best buddies. and this is the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm David.
And I'm Peter.
That's right. And tonight, we are going to be reviewing Fist of Legend.
Kapow!
I wanted to say, Chris, you sound a lot better than last time we recorded.
Yeah.
You sound very clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were sick last time.
You still kind of sick last time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was pretty fucked up. Okay, so... yeah, how's everybody been? Like, I know I'm definitely feeling better. Definitely got a lot more energy. I'm not tired. I'm not, like, you know, dying from respiratory illness.
Sweet.
How have you been?
Pretty good. We just came home from the store. Me and Casey and the kids had a rap contest on the way home.
Oh, what?
Yeah, dude. Casey won it. It's kind of crazy.
That's cool.
What's up with you, Peter?
I took the kids to the park. Audrey's got a tryout for volleyball tomorrow. She was practicing her ass off today, so it was kind of fun.
How is she?
It's her first time ever doing it, so she's getting better throughout today, but she's kind of tired right now.
Is that like a school thing, or is that outside of school?
Yeah, it's a school thing.
Oh, yeah, mine's trying too for tomorrow.
Because they're in the same school. That's right.
And I told them, I was like, you got to beat Audrey.
Hell yeah, a little competition never hurts.
All right, what movie are we doing?
All right, so you guys ready to review Fist of Legend? It's probably a... I want to argue that it's probably the best kung fu flick of all time, but I don't think I would win that argument.
I don't think so.
Probably not. Okay, so this movie was released in 1994. It was directed by Gordon Chan. I'm not sure what other movies he's done. I didn't really look up his bio. But this movie had a budget of like $1.9 million. That was kind of hard to find too. I was looking up like stats for this movie, and a lot of it was really like difficult. Like I think mainly because it was like a Hong Kong like flick, and it was like everything was like in yen over there or something like that.
Oh shit! Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was a little bit difficult to like find like exact numbers. But the box office pulled in like $30 million.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah, but at the time, like, because in '94, like, it was only like released in China, like, to begin with, and it pulled in like $30 million, and it was at that time it was considered like a flop almost. And
even like tripling the budget, like,
no, it was 300%. More than tripling. It was, he said it was
300% or something, or yeah, whatever.
Yeah, But the oh, cause I'm sorry. Yeah, like it didn't pull in 30 million at the beginning. It wasn't until they like released the movie in like other countries that's when it raked in the 30 million.
So they didn't like it over there, even though it has to do with them completely.
Yeah, you would think no, but like it kind of fell like to the wayside, I guess.
It's crazy.
So David, have you seen this movie before or no?
No, I've seen a lot of Jet Li movies, but I haven't seen this one before. Never. First time.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay. I never heard of it.
That's awesome. That that makes me excited for your guys' review. Let me do a little summary for you guys, and then we'll go into like the cast and characters and all that. A young and skillful Chen Zhen must navigate and battle his way through love, death, murder accusations, and a country on the brink of war. I don't know. I wrote that summary myself, and that was as spoiler-free as I could get it. Okay, so before we get into the cast, I kind of want to give a shout out to the choreographer or the fight choreographer or the stunt coordinator. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the name Yuan Wu Ping.
No.
Okay, nope. So this guy is like almost a legend in his own right. So he did big movies like Kill Bill. He did both Kill Bill movies, the fight scenes. He did all the Matrix movies. Yeah, he's done a lot. And he's also like an actor and a director as well. But he also did movies like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That's my favorite Asian like kung fu movie is that movie right there, dude.
Really?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon of all time. Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, easily at the top.
Yeah, I mean, like, no doubt, man. It's one of those kind of like kind of history making like type of like kung fu flicks, you know?
Yeah.
During that time, like when it first came out, it kind of like it started off like a new trend in like kung fu movies. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of going off on the rails here a little bit, so let's get back on track. Yeah, let's talk about the cast a little bit. We have Jet Li as Chen Zhen. We have Billy Chow as General Fujita. There's also Chin Siu Ho as Ting An. He was basically like the brother of Jet Li that they grew up together and fight. They kind of have like a rivalry going on.
Was he the master? He took over as master?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have... Yeah, I'm going to butcher all these fucking names, dude. We have Yasuaki Kurata as... I wasn't sure. I couldn't find his real name or his real character's name. But he was Mitsuko's uncle.
Was it Fuimo Funakoshi?
I
feel like an asshole.
But, yeah, the uncle.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the uncle of the girlfriend of Jet Li. And we also have Shinobu Nakayama as Mitsuko, who we were just talking about, the girlfriend of Jet Li's character. That's basically the main cast.
I got a question for you real quick. Sorry if this throws off the rails. All right. The first fight scene when the Japanese guys come in and like just want to beat up a bunch of Chinese people in the classroom and Jet Li's there, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Like that was like that could have been a cartoon. Like it felt very anime, you know what I mean? like how like the bad guys were kind of goofy in like their facial expressions.
Okay? Yeah.
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So I was wondering, like, not negative or good or anything, but that's what I got off of it. Like, what came first? Is this before anime or after anime? Like, who's copying who? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Anime definitely was, like, started out, like, in the 70s and 80s. So, okay. It might have been, you know, the actors kind of, like, over-exaggerating their acting.
Well, that too, and then like we talked about in when we did a couple other anime reviews, it's like just their culture, you know, that way of performing is part of.
But
you know, you see a lot of that in other movies too.
I haven't seen a lot of anime or like really like Asian films made for Asians though, right? Because this one is like an Asian film for Asians. This isn't like an Americanized kung fu movie like everything we watch, you know what I mean? Or I watch, I should say.
Well, this movie, it kind of like set itself apart in a way. Like this was during a time when, you know, Asian films were like kind of starting to break into the Hollywood scene. And a lot of movies before this one, like in the late 80s, you know, like, or like just the 80s in general, like they were kind of like more meant for like the Asian country, like for itself, for its people.
What year did this come out?
94.
94.
Okay.
And yeah, so like it's kind of like on the same like wavelength as. Have you guys ever seen The Legend of the Drunken Master?
Yeah.
Jackie Chan?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so.
So those two, these two movies, like they kind of like they're like on the same like, on the same wavelength almost. You know. You know what I mean? Like it's not really like a Once Upon a Time in China. You know, it's not like.
So is he like your favorite, Chris? Jet Li, is he your favorite like kung fu master?
I think Jackie Chan like is my favorite. But Jet Li's movies, like they have like better action choreography in them. And I really appreciate his movies like for that reason. But Jackie Chan like is my all time favorite like action like kung fu like action star.
What about you, Peter? Who's like
I really like Ip Man. And he's like Donnie in Star Yen. Wars, yeah. Donnie Yen, he did Star Wars Rogue One one, you know.
Besides the movie though, like he's your favorite like kung fu dude?
Well, that's my favorite kung fu movie, I'd say. But yeah, I'd say off the top of my head. I guess I never really thought about it, but yeah.
I think Jet Li is probably my favorite.
Hell yeah.
I think Jackie Chan's kind of silly. Like, in a
lot. It's true. It's true.
Yeah, he's more
always
like
fun to watch, right?
He's really good. He's, and then
he's
does
a badass.
There's a lot of like dangerous stunts too, you know.
He breaks his feet and he like runs, he puts a cast on and he puts like a bigger shoe over the cast and he keeps doing stunts.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, he's a legend, right. Man. Okay, so what did you guys think of Billy Chow, like General Fujita in this movie?
Go ahead, Peter.
Billy Chow, I'm looking on Internet Movie Database and it says, like in the parentheses, it says Supreme Killer.
Yeah.
you ever see...
That's an awesome title, though.
You ever see Ip Man, Chris?
Yeah, yeah.
That it kind of has like the same almost role as the general in Ip Man as well, you know. General or yeah, and then I was kind of impressed how like good his fighting was for as big as he was, you know. I thought it was going to be pretty lame, but I was pretty impressed with his ability to fight, I guess.
Yeah. Did you ever look up his filmography?
No. What does he do?
Okay. He did some really some ridiculous movies. Like he didn't go off and become like a huge like action star in like China or Japan or anything. Like he went to he did movies like I think it's called Robotrix or something like that.
Well, he kind of reminds me of the guy who plays in the Addams Family. I don't remember his name. He kind of reminds he reminds me of the guy in Street Fighter, the main actor from the Addams Family. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
the Street Fighter movie.
You're talking Mr. about Mr. Addams? yeah.
Like his character, I mean, you know, it was kind
of how funny. How does he remind you of him?
I don't know. Maybe it's just his suit. I don't know. Just his uniform. But the only thing I say about him is like, he is like, he's a big ass guy, and
yeah, he is. His stature for like an Asian dude, man, like he's up there.
Yeah, he was pretty massive, but he wasn't like extremely muscular. You know what I mean?
No,
but
he's like all these stars, like Jet Li, Billy Chow, Chin Siu Ho, all the big names in this movie that did all the action in this movie. Like they're actual like wushu like martial arts champions in real life.
And that's something that
it shows, right?
Yeah, that's something that United States could never mimic, you know, because nobody is ever, like, no actors other than, like, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
And that's it, you know? That's it.
Yeah. It'd be like trying to get, what's his name? Canelo Alvarez, you know? Like, trying to get him to do, like, an action movie. Oh, sure. And, like, it just wouldn't work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Okay, so let me see who else we have. We have Ting An, Chin Siu Ho, as he was the brother or the kind of like a foster brother or whatever you would call him, like that grew up with Jet Li in the dojo or whatever.
What did you think about him, Chris?
I really liked the chemistry between the two of them, between Jet Li and Chin Siu. I like that this movie kind of added like that almost like what do you call it, like a novella like type of like like there was like a lot of emotional baggage, you know, between them. And there was like rivalry. There was, it was just, I don't know. It was very like impressive to see like all the layers between those two characters, and especially like him. Like he was like, his acting, like compared to like a lot of the other actors in this movie, like how David was saying, like there was actors who like just felt like they over exaggerated themselves for the movie. Like he kind of kept his composure, you know, and like really like did an outstanding job.
Go ahead, Ed, I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, like you knew that they were gonna have to figure it out sooner or later, the two of them, right?
Yeah,
they're gonna have to figure out like what was gonna happen. That was really good, and they address it, and it was good.
The casting for him was really good. I think the casting for his character was really good.
He's a fully developed character with flaws. He's like hanging out, sleeping at the brothel and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good. He was really good. All right. What do you got, Chris?
Okay, so I think that's enough for the characters, like in the cast. Do you think, or is there any other like cast members you guys want to like address?
I like the Jet Li's girlfriend. I wasn't sure if they got married or not. Japanese woman.
Mitsuko?
Mitsuko Yamada? Yamada?
They gave her some fun stuff.
At the courthouse?
Yeah.
Again. Oh my god. Me and cool. Jet Li, I liked her. We are in love.
Yeah, they're like, if you weren't sleeping, what were you doing?
what do people do when they don't sleep and they're in bed together all night?
Everybody was all like, they were all confused about it. They're all like, what does he mean? What are they talking about?
I painted a picture for him. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about that scene. We'll go into it like later. Okay, so Peter, did you want to talk about anybody else?
No, I'll get into it later, I guess.
Okay. Okay, so now that we kind of dived a little bit into the movie a little bit, we got the cast out of the way, we got the summary out of the way. I thought we could take a quick 5 minute break, I want to do a little segment where we break out some drinks and smokes, and we kind of mellow out a little bit, talk about what we're trying out this week.
You guys go first. I'm gonna see what I got in my fridge real quick.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, so. Right now, I'm I've had this cigar lit for about 15, 20 minutes now. I'm smoking on, it's called Surrogate's Cracker Crumbs. This was actually a gift from a buddy of mine, Phil, for my birthday a while back ago. And man, I really appreciate that gift too. Shout out to Phil.
How is it? How's the cigar?
It's really smooth, man. Yeah. Especially the wrapper too. Cause I know there's different layers to cigars. There's the filling, then there's the liner, and then the wrapper. And they all this one was made in Esteli, Nicaragua, and it comes with 5 cigars. But
what is it called again? Cause I'm probably gonna try it later.
It's called Surrogates by Cracker Crumbs.
Cracker Crumbs.
Yeah, it's funny. It's pretty cool. And the packaging is really cool. It's all black with some old English lettering on the label. It tastes really good. I'm not sucking too hard on this thing. It's got it doesn't have a really deep ashy flavor to it. It almost has a smoked wood, type of flavor to it.
Do you guys have a sweet smoking jacket, a robe or something?
I can break out my pipe, my wooden pipe.
Hell yeah!
When we remember when
next time up,
we shot some stupid videos together a while back, and horror videos and shit little shorts. Do you guys remember that shit?
Yeah.
I did buy a pipe just for that.
Oh, heck yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
I think you had me lighting up a cigar on that too. Yeah.
All right, David, what are you drinking?
Peter, what are you smoking?
Me?
I have some... go ahead, Peter.
Save
the best for last.
I'm smoking one of my favorites, and it's what David introduced me to. It's a Drew Estate. It's a Java one. It's dipped in coffee, And
Is it the Java Robustos?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried those.
Yeah. How do you like it?
Oh yeah, I really like the flavor. I'm super big. I'm a coffee freak. So
It's like a latte. It says.
Yeah.
It's not strong either. It's not too fucking strong. But
I can chew on that those leaves too, Those leaves are so good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what about you, David?
Well, I'm not smoking nothing, but I got some world-class V8 splash over here. Yeah. Awesome. I worked out today. I think if I drank, I'd probably pass out. Like, I don't want to get dehydrated. Oh, man, I rode 20 miles the other day. 20 miles.
Jesus Christ.
I drove from, like, my house to Camelback and came back, dude.
On your stationary bike or actually outside?
Well, I broke the fork on my bike, so it's, like, rigid. So I just street rode it. I rode a mountain bike on the street for 20 miles. I felt kind of dumb because it's a big-ass mountain bike, you know?
Yeah.
With big old knobby tires and shit, but it was really fun.
Driving that on the street, it's not fun for me to go like on the with a mountain bike on the street.
You know, no, it's kind of just. But like, yeah, it's really shitty. But like, just try to stay positive. Like, I didn't want to stay in the house. You know, I couldn't go on the mountains, and so I went on this canal trail that we got over here in Phoenix. And there's a bunch of bird watchers, like, with huge cameras and, like, old people, you know? And, like, they probably love it. It's just, like, funny to me, you know what I mean? Like, bird watching in the canals and shit, you know what I mean? But this lady, she was like, man. She's like, excuse me. Because I stopped to, like, change my music or something. And she's like, do you know how to get in the fence? She was, like, 80. She wanted to go take, like, some cool pictures of, like, the birds and shit. And I was like, no, man, I'm sorry. I've never been here before. But I was like, I put my hands together. I was like, just let me hop you over real quick. Oh my God. I was like, go ahead. I'll give you a boost over real quick. She was laughing like so hard.
Jesus. Man, I was going to say that with all that biking you're doing, like, I hope your old lady, Casey, like, appreciates it, but you're going to have an ass that won't quit, man.
Like, it's coming.
It's going. Yeah.
Your endurance is going to be fucking good.
Yeah, Peter made us wear, like fucking skinny jeans to his wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it was disgusting, that picture he sent you, Chris, where I looked like a prospector.
Yeah.
I actually fit in those pretty good now. I was like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah, for the record, I didn't choose that jacket. My wife chose everything. Because I don't wear fucking skinny jeans.
It was disgusting. But I took it on the chin. Like, I even took pictures of it. So.
Oh, that's
all right, awesome. Guys, where are we at?
Okay, so let's, now that we got that segment out of the way, I thought we could go into best lines and worst lines and scenes.
Cool.
Okay. So I'll. Yeah. How about you, Peter? You want to go for first for best line and worst line?
Yeah. Okay. So best line was when, let's see. I feel like such an ass because I'm going to say their names wrong. Was when Fuimo Funakoshi, the uncle, the girl's uncle, when he goes to like their fucking shack, because Jet Li got, or he left the family, I guess, the training school, and the uncle comes to the niece and says, "Oh, are you guys married?" And she's like, no. And he's like, good, because you won't be a widower if I kill him. You know, I was like, fuck, that's so savage. You know, it's so fucking savage.
What does Jet Li tell him right after?
If I kill him, you won't be a widower. I don't think he heard it.
Yeah, he says something smart aleck right after. What does he say?
Yeah, he's all like, and if you should die, I'll send your ashes back to Kyoto.
Oh, fuck, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, he's just standing there. Overhearing it, yeah.
Oh, shit. So that's my best line. You guys got anything on that or no?
No, yeah, that's a really good line. I love that whole scene too. Like, especially like with his intro, like how he's coming out of the fog, like when he walks up to the. It makes you think, like, where, like, man, that's like a badass place to live, man. They're like right beside the mountain and the plains. You know, they got a little shack outside of town.
Did you guys, since we're talking about it, You guys see that fight coming? Like, he was going to be fucking good, right? You guys saw that shit coming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from a mile away.
You saw that coming, David?
The uncle being like a badass? No, I didn't see it coming.
No?
No, I thought the uncle was going to fight with the sergeant or whatever that guy was, the supreme leader first.
Yeah.
Because they weren't really seeing eye to eye, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my worst line... Peter, you... Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, if you could tell us your worst line.
Worst line was from the judge. He's like, just like, you guys are wasting my time. And he just takes off, you know? I think that whole court scene was like just played for laughs. You know what I mean?
That was the worst line.
That was the worst line. He's like, you guys are wasting my time, and he just takes off.
Because they were like, I disagree with that. I guess so.
I thought that the judge had the only like well acted line in that whole scene.
Well, you know what's funny too is why was that in English? How come he's speaking in English too? You know, I think the doctor and him were the only ones that spoke English. It was just odd.
But the trial was for murder, right? You know what I mean? The trial's not dumb.
It was funny. She's like, you know, like the guys talking about earlier, like how she was like, well, we were just in bed and, you know, what were we doing in bed? How do you know? It was just funny, you know? And he's like,
yeah. It's true what you said. That whole scene, the whole courtroom scene was just, it was made for laughs, you know? Like, yeah. It wasn't no way that the director, like, saw that and saw, like, oh, yeah, that's a perfectly well-acted scene. But, so, like, yeah. I'll just take what I can get. Let's move on to the action.
But what was your guys' best worst lines?
David, you want to go for next? Or?
All right. I think this was in the same scene as Peter's best line. I might be mistaken on it. But it was, I think, with the uncle, his girlfriend's uncle. What's his name?
Peter, you know his name?
It is...
I just know him as the uncle.
Yeah, Fu...
Fuimo... Flat top, right?
Flat top? Funakoshi. Funakoshi.
He does, right? I think.
Yeah.
Funakoshi.
I think when they start fighting, he asks Jet Li, like, what's the best way to kill a guy or something, or win a fight?
Yeah, what's the strongest punch?
And Jet Li answers, like, to be in the offense or something like that. Yeah. But he's like, no, the easiest way is to shoot him with a gun or something like that.
Did you guys watch the Chinese version?
I watched the subtitled YouTube high definition version.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I watched it in subtitles. I watched it in Chinese and Japanese, but with subtitles. But like, he wasn't saying like get a gun and shoot someone. He says like the art. Well, from what I took it is, this is like fighting is not meant to like murder someone. You're fighting and communicating and learning about each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, like, killing people. I mean, you can if you needed to, you know what I mean? But, like, it's an art, it's a conversation, it's a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, of course, the easiest way to kill someone is just to get a gun and shoot them in the head, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, I thought that was, like, really interesting.
That's funny, too, because, Peter, did you watch the same version, too, the subtitled?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So this movie is like totally different in like the English dub and in the subtitle version. So when he says that line in the American dubbed version, like he's actually saying so like he says something like you have to have like I can't remember exactly what he says, but he says something along the same lines, but just a little bit different. Like it just
is it,
they rewrote it like differently, you know.
Is it crap? The dubbed version? Is it crap or is it good?
No, it's actually good. Like I like it a little bit better. Just you know, it's the voiceovers are like pretty silly. But the thing about the dub version is that there's like different sound effects. Like there's the music is differently, and like I said, the wording is different.
What do you prefer? Which one do you think's better?
I think, like, if I could have had you guys watch the American, like, dub version, you guys would have enjoyed it a little bit more.
I don't mind.
I was really afraid. I was really afraid of that just because they could have put any. I've watched bad dubs where they put anything they want in, and it doesn't make sense. Yeah. And nothing makes sense in it. So I was really afraid of doing that. But I will say, like, having watching it and reading at the same time, that's not a really good way to watch a movie.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I don't mind subtitles at all. This movie, like, I actually had to rewind it a little bit, like maybe 10 times, just because the dialogue was so fast, and I knew I was missing out on film. You know, like, and
it's
like,
weird too. Yeah. And like, I don't know. I prefer like to watch the subtitled versions, just because I want to see like the actual voices, them acting out like how they're supposed to be, and like I don't mind reading like to have a like a you know, to have an having understand the scene, you know, but yeah, that's just me.
Okay, so that was my best line.
Your worst line. Yeah, what's your worst line?
All right, I don't got a worst line, but can I say something that might? Yeah, I got something to say that might sound super racist, and I'll cut this out if we have to. Okay.
Oh my gosh!
But like, man, at the beginning of the movie, it was confusing to me because, like, maybe if we lived in China or Japan,
you can't tell the difference between the Japanese or the Chinese or what?
Yeah, dude. Not at all. I knew something was going on between them instantly. I had no idea if Jet Li was supposed to be Chinese or Japanese. You know what I mean? In real life, what is he? Is he Japanese?
You know, he's Chinese.
In real life, he's Chinese?
Yeah.
This seems like a touchy fucking subject, though.
You know you ever watch like old Bruce Lee movies? Because there's a really good scene in a Bruce Lee movie where he like walks, he wants to go like in a restaurant, and there's a sign outside that says no
Chinese or dogs or something.
Yeah. And then this lady takes a dog inside, and then he just, you know, but this is, there's a lot of film about the occupation, where Japanese invade, you know?
It took me like half an hour to figure it out, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know.
Like, they even like do the same, like they take on the same issue too, like in or the same confusion in the movie. Like when Jet Li like goes back to China, because he read the newspaper saying that his master got killed. When he arrives and he picks up the rickshaw. He hires the rickshaw. The guy, the driver, he's all like Ohio, and Jet Li's all like, oh, I'm not Japanese. He's all like,
oh froze.
Yeah.
Well, and then
okay, I wasn't sure. Like
his girlfriend too, Yamada. They're asking if she was Japanese. I don't know, but I'm in the same boat as you, David. I feel like an asshole saying it, but when I look at the two people, I can't tell the difference because I'm not accustomed to living around a whole bunch of Asian people, you know?
I bet you if we brought an Asian dude over here, stuck him in the desert, he probably would think he wouldn't be able to tell who's what, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Like Italian, Hispanic, you know, Brazilian. I don't know. It might be difficult.
Yeah, even like because I drive for Lyft and I get like a ton of like passengers. And I've had people confuse me for like Italian. I've had people confuse me for Brazilian.
But you're a hairy bastard, Chris.
I've even gotten like I've even had some people confuse me for like Arab too.
Okay, all right. So that's my best and worst lines. I think you're up, Chris.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, my best line. It was actually during the It's toward the in the second act. It's the beginning of the second act when he's like training. He's after he's arrived in back in his home in China, and he's training, or he's actually like warming up for training, and he's like, you remember that part where like after he's done like doing push-ups and pull-ups and shit.
Yeah, the one-handed like pull-ups, which is yeah, like, super just, fake. Yeah. Like, but like the push-ups and everything else were real though. Like why? Like you didn't have to do like one-handed like pull-ups. It looked dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, but like right after that, they're asking him like what's the best like fighting like style or whatever. And Jet Li, he responds with power, precision, and don't forget about speed. If you practice with all these in mind, you begin to develop a fighting mode. Like, when I was a kid, when I watched this movie and I heard that line, like, I took that to heart, you know? Like, back then, I was, like, super into, like, boxing and, like, and training and all that. And so, like, I kind of, like, took that as a mantra and like ran with it, you know, like I like worked out with every day, like thinking, like having those in my mind, you know?
Yeah. He Sweet. Also says something to the extent of like, forget all the fancy shit. Just do what works, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But how did you come across this, Chris?
Oh my God. I was like super into like Kung Fu flicks back then. Like I'd gotten into like a Wu-Tang Clan, the music group.
The
rap group. Okay. And they're like super into like so I was like super into them, and they were into like Kung Fu flicks. And so like once I got into them, I started getting into Kung Fu movies. And so like I was like looking everywhere, like trying to pick up like the most like bizarre like Kung Fu flicks that you could find, and I ran across this one.
You ever take martial arts, Chris?
No, not at all, dude.
Did you get this at Blockbuster or what?
No, I got this one, I think, at you guys remember Suncoast Videos, the video store?
No.
Yeah, it was like a generic Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Okay. For all you kids out there, it's a place where we go in and pick DVDs up and rent them like a library.
But okay. Yeah, seriously. Okay.
All right, so what was your worst line?
My worst line came, you know, when after Akutagawa, the master that Jet Li fights when he goes to get revenge.
Yeah.
He's the master who killed his master.
Yeah.
After he dies, and they find his body, like his clan, they find his body, and it says on the banner, like, oh, like, revenge is mine, like, signed Jet Li. And it was so stupid, but when they find that, they go over to the, I forget the name of the house, or the clan's name.
The school.
The fighting school of Jet Li's character. What was it?
Something I don't know. Or something.
Yeah. And so they go over to that school and to find they get in the big fight, you know? Like there's like people with swords and like, and then the police come in and they like he has a gun to like the main guy's like throat, and I forget what he asks him, but he responds with this, with a horribly acted bullshit. You guys remember that?
I remember that. Yeah. It was funny.
It was all like, he's all like, ha 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 ha, bullshit.
All right. So where are we at?
Oh, it's, okay. Is that everybody? Best worst lines?
Yeah.
I think so.
Let's do our best scenes and worst scenes. Peter, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. You got something, David?
No, I was gonna say I think Peter starts it.
Okay. Oh, I was gonna say the best scene, my best scene, was the fight between Jet Li and his, like, quote unquote brother, you know.
Yes,
that was a really good scene because they're both good, you know, martial artists for one thing, and Jet Li is fighting for his love, and his brother is fighting to keep his father's home, you know, his school. And it was just, it fucking sucked, you know. And the martial arts was good. Like, the fighting was good in it too, you know. But I think both their acting was good in that scene, like, really well.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because like all the emotion that's kind of like going on, like Jet Li like wants to, like, he doesn't want to really like hit him. He doesn't want to, like, really fight him in the beginning. But then, like, he takes a look at his girlfriend, you know, and he's all like, oh, man, like, I need to, like, I can't look like a bitch in front of my girl. it seems that's what it, I don't know. I kind of, like, that's what I kind of got from it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he didn't want to run the school. I think he knew it was wrong what they were doing to his woman too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my worst scene.
Are you serious?
It's my worst scene because of the way he handles the situation, I guess. He just, like, beats him and then walks away and says, I don't want it. You know what I mean?
You think he should have,
he could
just
have, like,
off?
Had him save face. He could have had him save face. He didn't have to fight. I think he did it badly. He could have lost.
Yeah, but he didn't want to leave either, you know? If he lost, then he would have...
But he did leave. Like, he wanted everything. He wanted to win, show he's the best, have the other guy lose all of his credibility and respect, and then just take off with his woman, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think he wanted to.
I think it was...
I think he didn't want to fight, but he didn't want to leave. You know, that's like... his home, away from home.
But he had to choose, though. He chose to fight and leave, though, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I think that he just... I would have handled it differently. I think that it was a shitty situation all around. I think that he kind of did it the worst way. Like, I was like, what do you think, Chris? It was a great scene and everything. I thought he was just a douche kind of for handling it that way.
I see where you're coming from, okay? Like, I totally get it. I think it's actually my favorite scene too.
Okay.
Just because of the fight scene, like the action, like the choreography that they pulled off in that scene, like, it's probably the best in the entire movie. But on a different, like, side of it, on a whole other layer of it, like, there is, like, the emotional side, Yeah, and, you know, Jet Li, like, or Chen Zhen, he could have, I guess, like, you know,
gracefully
just not,
lost, like, gracefully,
you know,
not even that,
you know, he could have, like, not fought at all, you know, like, he could have just, yeah, like, walked away, like, they were arguing about it before the fight started, you know, and he could have been just like, no, like, I think I'm just gonna take my woman and like go, you know.
Yeah, he's like, I'll play by your rules, and then I win, and then, like, now, like, I'm gonna, I don't know. It was a good part. It was a good part of the movie, even afterwards and everything that happened. I'm just saying it was kind of bad. If he did love everything and those people there, he didn't have to beat the dude that he knew that he could beat, disgrace him, like, have him lose all the respect and then leave. You know what I mean? That might have been the right thing to do, but that's not what I would have done. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, there are some mistakes in the movie that are kind of like that, like, where logic.
I don't think it's a mistake. From my point of view, is like, yeah. So, Chris, if you bring your significant other over, and everybody's saying, you know, they're not welcome, you know, and then David brings, like, a hooker over, and it's all open arms, you know? You know, and then, yeah. Like, you're going to be pissed, you know? It's, I don't know. I think he was mad as well, you know? It's one thing to shame him, but to take it out on his woman, you know, it's fucking, it's worse, you know? But
yeah. Yeah, but you're plus, right and all that, but he loves that dude, though. He loves that guy.
Yeah.
You know? Plus the other thing, too.
And he loves, like, that school.
Like, fighting is, like, all they know, that's how they communicate. Like, yeah. That's how, like, schools, you know, like, decide, like, on, you know, territorial, like, advantage and, like, popularity. And, like, that's, like, your whole life, you know? Like, fighting is all they know. Like, maybe he didn't really feel like he had a choice. Like, if you get challenged, then you have to fight, you know?
Can we say, like, how much the world would be a better place if that was still the case? You know, like, everyone just, like, runs around shooting each other nowadays. You know what I mean? If they like, cut each other off in traffic. You know what I mean? Like, if we were still fighting each other these days, like, physically, like, no if one there would was be a, stabbed and yeah. shot. And,
yeah, there was,
if there was a respectable way to, like, fight and, like, leave it there, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, because.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that was your best scene. What's your worst scene?
My worst scene? When, so Jet Li, he's a, was he going to school for engineering or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
That, yep. And does he have, like, a background, like, in surgery too? Because he pulled that guy's liver out.
I text Chris that too. I was like, man, he didn't have to cut that dude's liver out in front of an audience.
Yeah, like, he did it, like, miraculously perfectly, you know?
Perfectly.
Yeah, okay. So that's,
Everyone at that scene got cremated because they didn't want to get carved up in front of a bunch of people after. It was insane, dude. Like,
yeah.
He's like, let's all go. We're going to do autopsy in the casket. I want everyone there. We'll put his liver in a jar, shake it around. You know what I mean? you could have brought three guys. Not only that, but
I could see, like, the main character Jet Li, like, trying to get it done, not him performing the surgery himself. Is what I'm trying to say. Because he's
that's like, what this movie. This movie, like, does that badly, like, in a few scenes, you know? They speed through, like, a lot of scenes, like, trying to, like, hurry up and get, like, important stuff, like, out of the way, you know? Like, this scene, like, that autopsy scene, the courtroom scene, it seems like every scene, like, in between fighting, like, was just rushed, you know?
Well, it is, I did roll my eyes at that scene. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. You know,
but I think Jet Li does have a line where he says something like, I'd rather be... he says something weird like, I'd rather be disgracing his grave than disgracing his honor or something like that. You know what I mean? I forgot. There's a line. That's not it. But he does say, like, I know this is obscene and bad and horrible, but I'm going to prove that he was murdered.
Yeah.
Right?
Important. Yeah, but it would have been good if he was just standing next to the doctor, you know, and making him do it rather than.
He pulled that liver out perfect, right?
That's what I'm saying.
He came out fully intact.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, no blood splatter or nothing.
The other silly thing, too, was that the doctor was totally grossed out by it. Yeah. I'm like, come on, dude. I'm like.
Well, he said something like, I'm a physician, not a surgeon or something like that. All right. You want to go next, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll do mine really quickly because my best scene was the same as Peter's. It's the fight between Ting An and Chen Zhen. The fighting in that scene, like, set itself apart, you know? There was, like, such good, like, moves, you know? The fighting was, like, almost like a dance, you know? They were, like, in step, you know? Everything, like, was pulled off, like, perfectly. It was, like, really, like, high speed, like perfectly choreographed action, you know?
It was emotional. My worst scene. It was an emotional scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. You know, there was a lot of drama going on during that whole scene. You could feel for, like, all the characters. But yeah, so let me go on to my worst scene, which was the courtroom scene.
Oh, okay.
Just because, like I said before, like, there was a lot of scenes where they could have, like, this movie was only like an hour and like 20 minutes or something like that. Like, it was like a short movie, you know, and it felt like they could have drawn it out a little bit longer. That way they could have added to some scenes, you know, like the courtroom scene in specifically. There was just a whole lot of bad acting. There was a lot of, like, characters that were directed, like, poorly. There was, like, a lot of bad writing. There Silly. Was just, yeah, it was just absurd, you know? Like, it didn't make a lot of sense, you know? Like, why the hell did they have, like, the witnesses come in, like that are pretty much blind?
Yeah.
Like, one's blind.
I see nine years.
Yeah, it is all like
two or three.
Yeah, can you come closer? No.
I think it was. Yeah, they played it too much for laughs. It was supposed to be comedic, but it was ridiculous, probably.
Yeah,
I didn't mind it as much as you guys did.
Oh my god,
it was completely paid for laughs. Yeah.
Yeah,
it trying was to set him up for murder, right?
Yeah, you know, it's something serious going on. But the fact that, like I was saying before, you know, like it was, they, like, there's no possible way that they can have a judge, like come in and like rule a court case, like that quick right after getting like arrested. I'm like, there's no way that they could have found those witnesses, you know, like in the next day. Like, that's bullshit, you know? it was just silly, you know?
They're just moving the story.
Was that
along
Peter's with... worst scene? Or that was his worst line, right?
Yeah. Like, you guys are wasting my time.
Okay.
You're wasting my motherfucking time.
Okay. Is that all the best lines?
I don't think
worst
David did
scenes?
His best and worst scene.
I didn't do my scenes yet.
Okay.
All right. The best scene was the uncle, his girlfriend's uncle, and Jet Li's fight. I like that one a lot. It got kind of silly at the end when he's like too windy, so they blindfold each other and they're still fighting. That was kind of pushing it, yeah.
Yeah, he threw the rock and it hit another rock. I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was kind of silly at that. But before, I just liked that old dude. I didn't think he could move like that. You know, it even freaked Jet Li out, too. He's like, holy shit. It was good. It was fun. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
It was really good. And
he told him to hold on like twice. He's like, hold on. You gotta stretch.
Yeah. I think he did that like strategically, you know, like to kind of like throw him off, you know?
Yeah. That was my favorite.
But that was just funny. It was just funny too, because like the whole time the niece or Jet Li's girlfriend is like watching them like kill each other and shit the whole time. And she's all pissed off. She was all like, why didn't you tell me you were going to fight my uncle? He's all like, women don't have to, or men don't have to tell women everything.
Oh, shit. Sweet. That should have been my best line.
Okay. And your worst line, or your worst scene?
Worst scene I already said was your guys' favorite, where he's fighting like his surrogate brother, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Like that to me, it's not a bad scene. It's not badly written. Like all of it's good. It's just like that could have been the end of an end of the movie where he just like drops the mic and tells everyone to fuck off, right? But to me, he loves everyone there and he loves the score and everything. It's just not what I would have done. I just think he's like wanted his cake and eat it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's it. I didn't hate the scene. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. So that's what I got.
Okay. So now that we got that out of the way, why don't we go into the deep dive a little bit? Yeah, David, do you want to, do you have anything you want to add to this movie?
I didn't look up too much stuff. I thought it was, like I said, it was hard getting a feel for everything. Because I was, maybe this is common knowledge if you live in Chinese or Japan, you know?
Yeah.
I really like the part, because I've said this a lot of times, where it's like, how the fuck is Japan invading China? You know, it's like there's like one dude that lives in Japan. There's like 8 billion in China. You know, it's like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
And there's a line that addresses it in here in this movie. It's like, I hope we don't wake up the lion. You know, I remember the bear or something. Yeah. It's like if China wants to, if China wants to, they'll just murder all of us if they wanted to. You know what I mean? But they're busy fighting with each other right now.
I don't know if you knew this, but this movie was based on like real events, like or based on a true story, more or less. And the occupation of China, like, took place, like, this movie takes place in the 1930s, like right around the start of World War II. And so this was when Japan was like starting to like invade and kind of go crazy, you know.
Yeah, but what was China up to at the time? Like, if they wanted to, they could have. Were they just poor? Like, they didn't care? Because if they cared, I mean, sheer numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know the whole history of like China and like the battle, like, or the occupation of China, like, during that time. But it does seem like they were kind of just like dormant. You know, like they weren't really like. Like addressing the issues, you know.
And then, yeah, it seems like Hawaii taking over like Mexico.
Well,
that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, it's
but I'm ignorant American.
So if we have any listeners that are edumacated that want to school us, that would be a good write-in, because
yeah.
What's the English dude doing there? You guys know, why is that guy a judge?
I don't know.
Why is there the English doctor? You know what I mean? Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe it's like, I think there was a line that's like, yeah, this is like English occupied or something like that, or territory or something. I don't know. But all right. So that's all. I didn't look too much into this. I liked it a lot though. It was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, this, or Peter, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I'll say a little bit. It's kind of funny because Rotten Tomatoes, it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I looked more into it and they had 10 critics, 100% based off of 10 critics. The audience gave it like 92%, I want to say, which is still really high.
Oh, for real?
It's still really high.
Damn.
And that was like. A lot. It was like several thousands of, I think it was like 25,000 plus. But it still did really good, right? On Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't think it deserved 100% from the critics, but it is what it is.
If they're all Asian critics or something.
So.
I don't know. You, when it comes to like Rotten Tomatoes, you got to take them with a grain of salt, you know? Yeah. Like.
My, a couple of things I want to say is David and I, we did take martial arts when we were younger for like a year or something. That's David, cool. I want to say.
A couple years.
And yeah. I remember doing those finger push-ups, you know, and I was like in the best shape of my life because every day you know, it's like military drop down, you do 25, 50, whatever, you know, sit-ups, push-ups every day. And you're doing stances and shit. You're in the best shape of your life, you know, and. It was kind of cool to see towards the end where, like you're saying, the brother comes and he's like, oh, let me show you this fighting move, you know, and it's trippy, you know, just like they're just hanging out, showing each other fighting moves, because that's their life, you know what I mean? It's just trippy.
Yeah.
And then his, like, Jet Li's respect and love for his master, you know, when he goes back and he's kneeling at his shrine, and you can just see the love, you know, his love there for his master.
Yeah.
What else do I have?
Plus, he treated him like, because he was like an orphan, pretty much, as from what I got, you know, from this movie.
That's all he had, is that.
So he was, yeah. So he was raised like a son, you know, by the master.
Yeah.
Jing Wu. That's the name of the fucking school.
The fucking I really felt a lot for that Japanese girlfriend who couldn't go in, you know, who they didn't accept. Nobody accepted her. And it, like, this podcast is called the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast because we're all, you know, Hispanic. And we live in Arizona. It's like one of the most racist states, you know. And we probably all had an experience of, you know, some type of racism living here in Arizona.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember during the 1070 days.
A couple other things. I always got to bring out the outfits. The outfits were fucking cool. Sin, was it Hotingen, the brother?
Ting'an?
Yeah, his outfits, his gi, were really nice. I kind of just want one. Yeah. I kind of want one. And then with
dude, his... man, I remember I
go ahead.
I remember back in high school, like for my what do you call it? My homecoming like dance. I dressed up like my fucking I dressed up my tuxedo like Jet Li's the last fight scene. You know how it's all black and suit?
Oh, shit. I think I saw a picture.
I dressed up like that.
Yeah. I think I've seen that before. But some other shit I got down here. Let's see. So with those gis, you could, like, if they're performing correctly, you could hear the movements, right, David? You could hear the sounds. Yeah. You know, and I would have preferred that to the million punch sounds that they threw in there. You know
what I mean? Wah-pah! Wah-pah! Pah! Pah!
There was... that is something negative I put on for this.
It felt like way older than the 90s movie. You know? Yeah. Like way older.
It was just like a repetitive just punching sounds, you know? What else? I got two more things. One was... there was like one rock song in the middle of, or it was like a guitar, like going like a little riff. Do you guys hear that?
No.
Did you hear that? I thought it was kind of funny. Like there was this one scene where they had like a little rock, like
kind of. What was happening?
It was just a fight. I don't remember. I thought it was kind of odd. And then the last thing I will say is, I generally like this movie quite a bit. It's just that the camera angles and the image quality are not as good as they should be. You guys agree with that or no?
I don't know. Like, I kind of like, I don't know. I guess I admired a little bit of the camera angles, you know, during the fight scenes, you know, just because that you, in a lot of action movies nowadays, like you get like a lot of like shaky camera, you know, you get like a lot of like, they flip between like angles and like cutscenes like every like half second, and then like
that's the worst.
Yeah, you can't really see the fight going on, you know.
Yeah.
And in this one, they like let you see like every hit, they let you see every movement, like every flip, every like grapple, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe. Go ahead.
No. I'm talking more like the image quality of it, maybe also just some beautiful shots as well. Yeah.
if their intention was to do like a throwback movie to like the Jet Li, or not Jet Li, Bruce Lee times, then they succeeded in that. Yeah, but this is a 90s movie. This does not look like a 90s movie.
It doesn't. You know? Yeah. Oh, you know, the thing too is
though, it looks like a set early 70s or 60s movie.
Yeah, but like, the time
you
frame,
can see that it's fast forward, you know?
Like Chris was saying, it's like in the 30s, right? If it's intentional, then it is.
I mean, Imp Man's, like, when is Imp Man supposed to take place?
The same.
That's around the same period, too. Yeah.
40s. Yeah, that doesn't. 50. But it doesn't. The movie doesn't look like it was shot in the. Like, they clearly are pressing fast forward in the fight scenes in this movie, you know?
Yeah. Imp Man was like 8.
It's not a negative or anything, but it didn't feel like a 90. Was it 91?
94. It didn't feel like it was made in 94.
It didn't feel like it was made in the 80s. It felt like it was made in the 60s or 70s, big time. But if that's what they were shooting for, then they succeeded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's all I have for my deep dive.
Okay. So I'll go into my deep dive a little bit. Yeah, going off of what you said, like, there's a... You know, there's a lot of, like, differences, like, between, because I watched the dubbed version and the sub version, and there was, like, big differences between, like the music and the sound effects. Like, I don't know why in the sub version, like, the subtitle version, like, it does come off, like, feeling, like, a little bit older than what it should be. Like, as opposed to the American, like, dub version. Like, I think the quality is a little bit better. Like, they were able to get, like, better sound effects. Like, the punching sounds. Like, they don't sound as ridiculous as they do in the subtitle one. But it, also, like, the wording, too. Like, it's... Like, the actors, like, are, like... I don't know. It's weird because like I was saying before, like I appreciate like the subtitle version ones like a little bit more typically, but in this one, like I really wish you guys could have watched the American one, you know, just to, so you can get like a better feel for it. Like in the American one, it.
I'm sorry. I was just saying next time, we'll specify that. Before we watch it, like, hey guys, watch this version of this movie, watch it here or whatever, so we could all get on the same
wavelength. And for anybody out there listening, like, if you haven't seen this movie yet and you want to go check it out, definitely go for the American version, the fucking the dub version. But this movie was so awesome though, like it's. I can't really justify 100% like rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but man, like it is like so good. Like it is a awesome action movie. I know that's what we're doing right now, but like I know if a lot of people are like into kung fu flicks, like it doesn't really have the old school feel of like a Bruce Lee movie, but I mean it kind of does in certain ways, but I feel like it sets itself apart, you know, like there's more like fast paced action in this movie. Like it keeps your attention like a lot more than some of those older like Chuck Norris, like Bruce Lee fights, you know?
So Chris, why did you pick this one for the action, like the choreography?
Yeah, I think more so for the choreography. Like it was just, I'm a really big admirer of Yuen Wu Ping. Like from those other movies that he's done, like I started to finding out a little bit about him after I watched the Kill Bill movies, you know. I'm like, oh shit, like he actually did Fist of Legend, he did the Matrix movies. I'm like, shit, man, like I'm gonna go back and like try to find like other movies of his.
That's,
you know?
Trippy because he must be fluent in like several different martial arts styles because.
Oh yeah,
it's nuts. All right, what else you got, Chris?
And it's crazy. I just like the way this movie keeps your attention, you know, because like in the first like 20, I like actually like stopped the movie and checked the time stamp on it, But like within the first 20 minutes, we get three ridiculously like awesome fight scenes. Like, I don't know if you guys realize like like how much fighting is in this movie. Like, it kind of slows down during the second act, you know, like when we're like seeing like the love story between Jet Li and the whole like, you know, the outcasting of the girlfriend and the brother and his whore and the whole courtroom scene. Like, it kind of slows down a little bit, but you still get like two fight scenes in the second act. And then in the third act, you get like the biggest fights of them all, you know, with the uncle and the Supreme Killer, you know?
Yeah.
So like in total, like Supreme Killer. Yeah, General Vegeta, man, like he's awesome, dude. Like, I don't know, like if you could like ask for a better like bad guy, you know, like or antagonist in this movie.
He did a fucking a Bane, Batman breaking Bane scene.
Yeah, dude, totally.
He took his ass.
He still talks shit afterwards. Like, after he breaks his back, he's still talking shit to the dude. You know?
It's like that move is like he made it like iconic, man. I wouldn't be surprised if like Christopher Nolan saw that and like thought like I'm gonna put that in my movie.
It's a yeah, that was in.
It is in the comic books. That is in the comic.
Was
books,
it Nightfall or something?
Yeah, Bane. I don't know if he does it on his knee or if he just like holds him over his head and snaps his. Yeah, he just fucking breaks his back and like just drops him on the floor and walks away.
That was like a fucking crazy. Like that was like almost like anime. That back breaking, like he took his ass up quick and just fuck. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
that guy, poor dude, is already has ass beat and everything.
Oh my god, it's like it was so cool, you know, until like throw and then they kind of come full circle and he tries to pull the same move on Jet Li at the end and shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that that's always good when they do that foreshadowing
stuff. Yeah,
that's his king.
I don't know, like the only bad thing I can like say about this movie though is that Jet Li is almost like too good. Like he's almost like too fluent, you know, in his martial arts, you know, to make the movie like complete, you know.
Even the last fight scene though,
like that's when it comes together, you know. That's when you realize, yeah. Oh shit, like he does struggle in some fights, you know. But like 3/4 of the way into this movie, he's like, you know, not even taking a single blow from like his opponents, you know.
Yeah that's
so,
you know, you could be fantastic and, you know, you're still gonna get hit. Yeah, I mean, it is the thing.
Every boxer's gonna get punched in like the title fight, right? Yeah. No matter what, you're gonna take a couple.
And he's fighting masters from different schools, you know.
But. All right, what else?
Okay, so there was another like bad part about this movie is during the, it was actually like. Where my best line was, where he's talking about where he's training, the training scene, and he's talking about power, precision, and speed, you know. But the crowd in that scene, like the observers when they're watching Jet Li like do his pull-ups and his push-ups, they're all like, oh, what is that? It's all like, what is he doing? It's all like he's doing push-ups. You never done a fucking push-up?
That's funny.
It was ridiculous. Well, man. I'm like, come on.
When we would do finger push-ups, you start with 5, and then you go 4, and then you go 3. You know, you try to go like over a certain amount of time, you do less and less. But those guys probably weighed like 120 pounds. There's no reason they could.
Yeah,
they couldn't be doing that. You know, even pull-ups. You know, that's funny.
Yeah. The only other thing I gotta say about this movie is that it kind of, like how I was saying before, that the runtime was just a little bit too short, you know? Like, I would have appreciated, I guess, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more nuance, you know, like when it comes to the, like the courtroom scene or like the autopsy scene or like the, you know, the scenes where we see the girlfriend getting shunned, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, expand a little bit on that, you know, like show us like what's really going on, like why they're doing that or like how it really affects them, you know? I don't know. I wanted a little bit more from this movie, but what I got was still superb, you know? So that was my deep dive.
All right, guys. You guys have a line for the game this week?
Yeah, I have a line.
All right, so this is the part of every episode where someone has to tell the other two guys on the podcast a line from a famous movie, and okay. We have to guess where it came from, what movie the line came from.
Okay.
This week, Chris is going to say it.
Yep.
And we'll, you guys can play along at home.
Yeah, I'll give you guys a little, try to give the audience, you know, maybe like a few seconds, you know, so they can try to guess of it. And here we go. Okay. So here's the line. You can't just think about your family now. Oh, I'm trying to say it like how he says it in the movie. You can't just think about your family now.
Do you know, Peter? Or no?
I, like, for some reason I'm thinking Interstellar, but I doubt it is.
That's what I was thinking too.
Because when he's
you got it, that's
oh,
it.
Shit.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Yeah.
Who says it?
Is
it
Doyle?
Oh, no, it's, I know who it is. It's fucking Matt Damon.
No. It was, you said
oh,
it first.
No, you're right, yeah.
I think they say it twice in the movie. But the first time he says it, it's Doyle.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck, that's such a good movie. The guy with the beard.
Because when they're
trying, you gotta keep track.
They're trying to decide on what planet to go to. Right?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
We gotta keep track so we don't do the same movies also.
Did we do Interstellar already?
Yeah.
No, we haven't. But, like, we haven't. I just, our listeners would be like, fuck.
Yeah.
I think we did do Interstellar already.
I don't think we did.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. Yeah, we'll keep track. But that is, like, my favorite fucking movie.
Yeah. I was going to try and make it easy for you guys. But I didn't want to say
movie.
I didn't. Oh, shit.
What do you say, Dan?
It's an okay movie. It's pretty good.
I didn't want to give you guys an easy one. It. Like, I was thinking about the love is the one thing that transcends time and space.
That's the worst line of that
I know,
movie.
I know.
This is the worst line of
it
that
is.
Movie.
I think I took you guys both to see that movie in the theater.
I did see it multiple times. I saw it a couple times in the theater.
Yeah, so did I.
I liked it a lot.
Okay.
What's his name?
Matthew
McConaughey feels like a badass truck driver that's just good at driving. Like, he's just a role playing character that just maxed out on driving or flying, or whatever. Right?
Yeah, it's the best movie. So
that's the only thing that kind of felt out of place about that movie is like Matthew McConaughey, even though he's an amazing actor, like him himself as that character, like just didn't feel like he's like.
He doesn't belong in a sci-fi movie, is what you're saying.
Like, yeah, basically.
But dude, that's the only reason he's there is because they're not even training pilots, and he's just a badass pilot. They should have gave him a cowboy hat to fly that fucking badass spaceship, dude. Every time I'm at work, dude, and like someone's unloading me, and they don't know if they can do it on a forklift. I always tell them, like, man, you just need a cowboy hat and just get on that shit, dude. There you go. Like, every single time I see someone, I tell them that shit, dude. All right, so you guys ready for our rating?
It's the best movie out there. Yeah.
I'm ready. Okay. Yeah, let's do ratings. Peter, you want to go first?
Yeah, okay, so let's see. I have it written down.
I'm really excited to fucking to hear your guys' ratings.
Or David, you go first because I have it written down. I gotta turn to the page.
Yeah, mine's gonna be lower, so I'll go first probably.
Oh my god!
I gotta be honest. I'm gonna go with a 6.5.
Damn! Oh man.
But like, I think 7 is super solid. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I think for me, like the 7 marker is like I'll watch it again. I'm not sure if I'm gonna watch this again. Every boss scene on this movie is really good. I think like the Mook scenes are kind of funny, you know, when everyone just runs in and gets smacked in the face. There's like, those are kind of funny to me, but it's a good flick. Definitely should watch it.
Yeah.
All right, okay. That's pretty much all I got on it.
All right, Peter.
Okay, I gave.
He's gonna go lower than 6.5, dude. Sweet.
Well, I gave it a solid 7, which is really close to
David's. Damn. Okay.
Because
that's a good rating.
Yeah, it actually is. It so actually is good.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the hell out of it. Jackie couldn't watch it at all.
Really? Yeah. Oh my god.
No, because like they were saying, it feels like a. Like an old Bruce Lee movie with not much substance other than the fight scenes, you know? That's what it feels like when you turn it on, right? Like, yeah. I mean, like the first scene, you know, there's like a school and then they're just running and fighting, you know? And he's like a superhero kind of, you know? But I gotta say, you know, Jet Li, like me watching Jet Li, how do I want to say it? Like, you know, when you see George Clooney on TV, like, you ever wonder, like what's his, like, main movie? What's, like, George Clooney's, like, main movie, you know? Like, where he, like, broke through.
I don't know if... I kind of think fucking Dust Till Dawn, but that's probably not a good... that's probably not a good one. He did, like... Well, what's the point you're trying to...
Well, is it because, like, this feels like Jet Li's a badass, you know what I mean? And that's why I like this movie a lot and the romance. But I finally saw like one of Jet Li's movies where he's like breaking through and he's just fucking awesome, you know. And this is what, like 20 something years ago. But yeah,
30, almost 30.
What was it? 94.
Yeah. Okay, so solid 7.
Yeah, solid 7. And I'm sorry, Chris. if I pissed
off, that just that means that he likes it. He didn't love it.
I was really expecting you guys to go like a little bit higher than that, like maybe like sevens or eights, you know.
I didn't regret watching it at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought, especially you, David, like I thought you would have given it like a little bit higher score just because
it's the only.
Like... Yeah, David, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
maybe it was only like half a point. Maybe I just like it was too hard to read it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was too hard to read and watch it. Maybe I missed a lot of it. I don't know. The ending was kind of weird to me. Where like he takes off. I don't know. Yeah. There's nothing like glaringly red bad with it.
Okay. No, that's cool. Those are pretty decent scores, you know? I think especially for all the flaws in this movie, a 6 or a 7, you know, like it's well deserved, you know. Like, I'm gonna give this movie a little bit a higher score, you know. I'm gonna give it an 8.
Sweet.
Yeah, you know, like I don't know if you guys were expecting me to give it a 10, you know, but I know this movie is flawed. Like, I know there's a lot of mistakes. Like, there's, like, a lot of bad acting, you know. There's a lot of, like, you know, a lot of extras that didn't pull off their job well. And a lot of the story was a little bit rushed, you know. So, I just, you know, maybe because right now, like, I feel bad for Jet Li because I wanted to give this movie a little bit higher score just because he's kind of, like, out of the game right now. He's kind of suffering from his he's got some kind of disease right now. I forget what exactly it was, but
He is old. Oh, he's up there in age. Yeah.
He's a legend now, though. You know.
Yeah. How old is he? He's like in his late 60s or mid 60s or something.
I think he's, yeah, he's got to be up there.
You know, it's kind of.
I will say, like, if someone was pulling out livers like every 20 minutes, I would give this like an 8. You know what I mean? Like,
if he put on a fucking Sherlock Holmes hat and started.
I kind of mean that, though. You know what I mean? Like, none of this. I'm serious. You guys know the dumb movies I like. Some of it was a good story. The story's real good. The acting's pretty good, but maybe some of the fight scenes went on a little bit too long, you know?
Really? I think that's the best part of the movie, the fight scenes.
Yeah.
I got to say, with when we reviewed A Man Called Ove, and I gave it like a really good score, and you guys gave it like the same score. I was like, well, I think you guys gave like a 6 and a 7.
Yeah, we could hear it. We could hear it in your voice. Yeah, like how I was like distressed you were.
I was like, holy shit. You know, I was like, this is like fucking awesome. Or I was like,
I probably like.
I was like, why did you guys give it such a low rating? But a 7's a solid 7. It's enjoyable, you know?
Yeah.
I think I like it more when you guys hate my movies, probably on some level, right? Right.
Well, it's probably because you're picking movies that you know we're going to hate.
No, I don't know if you're going to like it or not. All right, guys, so that's our movie for this week. I hope you guys, anything else before we sign off?
I'm good. You got anything, Chris?
Just stay tuned. I think we're going to try to get out one more movie before the holidays are over. I think we might try to even make it a Christmas themed movie. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned for that.
All right, guys, have a good week. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right.
Yeah.
See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Evie has a sweet plastic bag right next to the microphone for some reason. Get some bed.